This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In my load, I got Milfin on my mind.
Yeah, Milfin
was
is hard.
A sticker on a window that makes me want to drive behind her and meet her sometime.
It is the out of left field question here on Fesco and Dusty, as we do it every Friday at the end of the 7 o'clock hour.
Are you a MILF?
My number is 816-3Z. I'm kidding. Yeah. I won't go that far.
Max, Max Doll made it out to to X.
That little growing boy.
Yeah.
Look at that little growing boy.
Cute. It's got like a state of Tennessee, a pair of headphones, and like a vanilla wafer.
It's a frisbee.
Frisbee. It's disc.
Disc golf, baby. 913-586-7965.
Why are we all fat?
Because we need to hit the gym, dude.
Yeah, I guess I really do need to hit the gym.
Come on, man.
I don't feel so bad about mine. I looked at mine, I'm like, damn, I look fat. Dusty's like, I look fat. And then they do Max, who's not fat. And like,
you guys aren't either.
I mean, I got some breasts kicking in from this winter. You know, I gotta do some more push-ups, man. We're getting ready to go to the beach in July. We got a pool session coming up.
Lay off the sour cream.
That's tough, man. That's very tough.
Impossible.
Out of left field question, brought to you by nobody, but somebody could step up. What's something you've always wanted to try, but you just haven't yet? 913-586-7965. Bob, Mac, you as well. What's something you've always wanted to try, but you haven't yet?
That's a good question, man. I'm trying to think of what the answer would be for something.
I don't know
like
why,
that.
But I had an answer right away.
For you?
Yeah.
Okay, you were looking at me like I got one for you.
No, Bob, I think this could be your answer too. I don't know why I thought of it. Mile High Club. Definitely want to try that. Haven't yet.
I'm not interested in getting a blue leg like Chevy Chase.
Oh, ew.
I feel like if I tried the Mile High Club, I'd look like Chris Farley from Tommy Boy. I'd get in there and like my tie would get stuck in there. I'd wreck the whole thing. That's the one thing you haven't tried?
I know. I don't know why that.
Do you think the lady
texted
be down?
That in as well?
Of course they did.
They're all there.
I don't know what the answer to that question would be. I have to really think about that one. That's a tough one.
Skydiving.
See, that seems like a logical answer. That was the first thing that I thought of, but I really don't want to.
Really? I would love to do that.
I don't want to go up in a hot air balloon.
No,
I've always wanted to be a pilot. Like, I really have wanted to be a pilot. And one of the guys at Romeo said to me, he goes, you know, my son flies for Southwest. He owns a plane. I'm like, my wife won't let me go up in one of those little, you know, two-seater type planes to start learning on how to be a pilot. Every time you see an accident, it seems like with those small little planes, right? And so I would always, flying a plane, that's probably where I am on that one. I'd like to be a pilot.
Nice.
We'd like to have been a pilot in the Air Force, too. I think that would have been a lot of fun.
Somebody from the 913 says beef tartare. Had it.
Oh, it's good. Depends on where you get it, though.
You can go to the Town & Company. They have a good one. At least that's where I tried it for the first time. Somebody says squid and octopus. I tried octopus there as well.
Ah, squid is fantastic. Octopus is really good, too. That Greek restaurant over there in Mission Farms I was telling you about yesterday, we had octopus the other day. Grilled octopus is phenomenal, man.
I feel bad eating it, but...
Why?
I don't know. It's just like eating an octopus. I don't know.
We eat fish or beef. I mean, that poor cow's out there eating its, you know, poop. Well, tastes good. It's beef.
Sloppy steaks.
Scuba from the 660.
Okay, yeah, scuba diving, that would terrify me.
Dad's a big scuba diver.
Get down when there's like a barramundi, you're like, oh my God.
Yeah. What happens if the mask breaks and then you get, you know, your blood vessels shot and your eyes turn black and then you're going, Stella!
Let's see, somebody says tubing down a mountain, that'd be fun.
Tubing down a mountain, yeah.
Very fun.
Hell like a ski slope with a tube.
It's awesome.
Oh yeah.
Like Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom, the way the movie starts, like that's tubing down a mountain.
Bingo.
We're not flying, we're crashing.
How fast are you going if you start at the top of a mountain where you ski? I mean, it is Chevy Chase, man. Like, throom.
Yeah.
It's really fun.
How do you stop?
They just have like a, like it gets flat and you just kind of
dissipate.
Yes,
you go into, you go into one of those like yellow or orange fences. Yeah,
that's what I was going to ask. Like, do you, you roll into into the clubhouse or the lodge or something like that?
I think one thing I've always wanted to try that I haven't ever done it yet is deep sea fishing.
That would be cool.
Do you get seasick?
No.
Do you get motion sickness? Okay,
no.
you'll love it then.
Yeah.
Like I would do it as a kid all the time.
I would love to do that. Like watching the excitement that Chris Jones had last offseason, like catching like a marlin.
Yeah.
Like I know I'm going to go out there and like have fun with the guys. You're going to see some exotic stuff. And like I think, what was it? Young Dolph the other day was on a boat playing his music.
Really?
And dolphins started jumping by the ship.
That's so awesome.
Swimming with the dolphins would be a lot of fun.
That'd be a great one.
Yeah, that would be a lot of fun. Swimming to England, too. Like, leaving New York and just swimming across the Atlantic. I'd like to try that
sometime.
That'd
be nuts.
Man, I miss my slick back hair and sloppy steaks after the club. Praise be, baby, for those that get that. A shark cage with great whites in South Africa? You, sir, are a badass.
Oh, that's...
I have no...
I wouldn't mind doing that. I don't think I would be scared. You're in that cage. They can't get to you, right?
Huh?
I'd be scared. I would do it, but
there's
be scared.
There's a reason why natural selection is around.
Yeah, there is.
And they start getting in that cage, and all of a sudden they're like, you know...
The people who go down without the cage are the ones who are natural selection.
Yeah, absolutely not. Someone says driving an F1 car through the strip in Vegas. That'd be sick.
That'd be so sick.
Oh, Young Dolph is dead. Well, then who was it that was on the boat?
Oh, yeah, Young Dolph died a few years ago.
Somebody was on a boat, or maybe they were playing Young Dolph's music, and
that
Dolph
must have been what it was. Yeah.
Maybe that's what it was.
Rest in peace.
Oh, boy. We got some news out of North Carolina to get
sweet. We did a fishing charter in Florida. It was like $600 for 4 hours. Definitely worth it. Yeah, I'd love it. I mean, I would absolutely love to do that. I would love to go deep sea fishing. Skydiving's up there, but it's not something I've always wanted to do. It's something I wouldn't mind to do.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.